proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. We continue our study of the 24th and 25th chapters of Matthew, where Jesus Christ addressed his disciples, a speech known as the Olivet Discourse. In this juncture, the Savior provided another outpost relating to his second coming. He said, quote, "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled," unquote. What exactly did the Savior mean by the term generation? Did he imply perhaps that the group of people who were alive during that period of history would be the same ones who would witness his second coming? Some commentators put forth a statement at the end of Revelation, where Jesus Christ says, quote, "Surely I come quickly," unquote. They cite this as evidence that Jesus Christ intended to arrive back on earth within a few years from the time that he delivered the Olivet Discourse. When we look at the term generation, we see that it has a couple of possible meanings. The word could refer to a line of genealogical descent, as it does in Matthew chapter 1, which talks about the generations of Jesus Christ. The term generation could also refer to a specific class of people, as when Jesus Christ used it in the phrase generation of vipers. It seems that the latter usage is more likely here. In Matthew chapter 16, the Savior used this expression when he spoke about a wicked and adulterous generation. He was not talking about the people living at that time necessarily, but upon those who did not believe in him, and referring to them as a generation. Those people who are alive at the end times will see everything prophesied come to pass. That fulfilled prophecy will once again demonstrate the authenticity of God's message and God in the Bible. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, the Lord went on to contrast the fleeting nature of material reality with the permanence of his word. He told his disciples that, quote, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Jesus Christ's words paralleled those contained in the passage from the 40th chapter of Isaiah, where the prophet wrote that, quote, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever," unquote. Indeed, some entities will one day cease to exist. Proverbs chapter 37 applies this to riches when it says, quote, "Riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation?" unquote. So some things will indeed cease to exist. On the other hand, God's word will remain a permanent fixture. As the author of Psalm 119 put it, quote, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven," unquote. This massive dissolution described by the Savior will take place in the end times, during the day of the Lord. We've covered much material about that topic already, but I leave you with a quote that Peter gave in the second chapter of his second epistle, motivating his readers when he wrote, quote, "The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burnt up," unquote. In the context of Peter's epistle, he used this verse in anticipation, encouraging Christians to live holy lives, because they will be the recipients of a new heaven and a new earth. Jesus Christ's second coming will bring hope to those living on earth who have endured until the end. But his second coming also shows that he is a God who is faithful to his promises. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.